Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
It's a strange story in the news that we talked a little bit about last week, and it has everything to do with a woman that got pregnant while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, yo.
Joining us to talk about this obviously very unusual case is Dr. Karen Boyle, a fertility expert at the Greater Baltimore Medical Center.
Well, when the woman had her ultrasound, initially, they saw one sac, one baby developing, and that baby had a certain gestational age. And then they noticed a second heartbeat in a child that was much, much younger developmentally.
Now, this phenomenon is extremely rare from what I've been told. How rare is
Extremely. It's so rare, there's no prevalence or incidence. In the literature, I could only find about 10 reported cases. And it actually, interestingly, is much more common in animals. If these children were actually born on their justified due dates, the older child will be born the end of 2009, and their sibling is supposed to be born the beginning of 2010.
Whoa.
That's freaky.
Weird.
So she one egg was fertilized, and then she released another egg, and then it got fertilized because, you know, she's still
but
doing it.
But they have two amniotic sacs, which is crazy, too.
I don't really understand the way women's bodies work that way.
The word so, sack
you need to
just
go
makes
to the bodies
cringe.
Exhibit.
Yes. Look. I don't get it. I just know that it just doesn't sound right.
No, it's definitely not right.
Hey, what do you think about this story, Bert? I don't know. Freaky.
I don't know. I don't
I'm
get
out.
It. I don't understand it.
How about the allow myself to introduce myself moment in there with the reporter?
What did he say?
He says, a situation like this is extremely rare, isn't it? Isn't it? And she goes, yes.
Extremely.
A situation like this is extremely rare. How rare is it? And she goes, it's extremely rare. That's
awesome. Why you're on the set.
Yeah.
So I went online and I did a little search of some bizarre pregnancies that we've heard of over the last couple of years. And you don't even have to go too far back on this last one. An Indonesian woman has given birth to the country's biggest baby of all time. You talked about this,
mm-hmm.
right? This baby was 19 pounds, 2 ounces.
That's insane.
What?
That's like two babies.
And the baby is grounded until he's 34.
That's like three babies.
That was last week, 19 pounds. And Melissa brought a picture of the baby in here. And the head is the size of Jeff's head already.
It looks,
and that's big.
It looks like it's 6 months old.
I saw a follow-up of that story, and people were going to the hospital and looking at it like it was a tourist attraction. Like the way people go to Zoo Atlanta to see the new baby pandas once they're released for exhibit. People were going and walking by the little window.
Got a little velvet rope set up that they have to go down to look
it's like,
at. Yeah.
It's like Graceland.
And that wasn't even the biggest baby ever born. You know what I mean? Like, that was just the biggest in that country.
19 pounds.
God.
Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
My aunt had a baby, well, they're not babies anymore, they're about 17 years old now, and she got pregnant with her first one 3 weeks after the second one was born. She was, she got pregnant December the 3rd, and then 3 weeks later she got pregnant with her second one, and they were actually born on the same date, but technically she's 3 weeks older than her sister.
So they're not even considered twins?
Yeah, they're twins because they were born on the same date.
Wow.
But they're the it's the same thing that the first story.
Discovered that.
Right.
Weird.
And yeah.
Here's another one, same type situation. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment that 15 years ago when I had my last C-section, they went in to take the baby out, and they found I had a second uterus, completely separate uterus.
What? Wow. How rare is that?
Very, very rare.
Extremely.
They said that I could have been pregnant in the second uterus, but luckily I wasn't.
Wow.
You can get a bumper sticker.
And your women don't even know because I had a C-section prior to having this one.
Your kid might be in the Honor Society, but I've got two uteruses.
That is a badge of honor right there.
Wow.
Does that mean you had two menstrual cycles?
Oh, you still there?
She hung up on you like the free money fugitive.
She obviously got mad at you and hung up, which means she's on one of them.
You would have two menstrual cycles unless they were at the exact same time.
But they wouldn't be at the same time if you got pregnant 3 weeks apart.
Right.
But that's two different colors.
Oh, sorry. I just blended them.
Kyle Hodgson gave birth to two baby girls, one fair-skinned with blonde hair and one dark-skinned with black hair. Both Kyle and her partner have white mothers and black fathers. What?
Wait, come again?
You talked about this one before, right?
One more time again?
Kylie Hodgson gave birth to two baby girls, one fair-skinned with blonde hair and one dark-skinned with black hair. Both Kyle and her partner have white mothers and black fathers.
Oh, this
so
is,
both
is,
parents are mixed, but then the babies were one of each.
Right.
Is this the one you talked about before or no?
No, this is the one that we talked about before. These are the twins with different dads you're talking about?
Almost a year old, twins Jordan and Justin have a lot in common.
Both of them have similar appetites. They both like to play with their older brother. They like to play with each other.
But what they don't share, says their mom, Mia Washington, is the same father.
Jordan's dad is James, my fiancé, and Justin's dad is somebody else that I've met.
That's right. The boys, born 7 minutes apart last June, have different biological fathers.
I was hurt, tore apart, didn't know what the next move was going to be.
James Harrison, who thought he was dad to both, says he became suspicious because the twins don't look like each other. The couple, now engaged, say they will tell the twins the truth when they're old enough to understand. Another surprise will come sooner. Mia and James are expecting again.
They're going to have a baby sister.
A girl due in August. For today, Janet Shamlian, NBC News, Dallas.
So the mother had sex with two different men during the same ovulation cycle.
Whoa.
One in which her body had released two eggs that were fertilized separately.
And that's what has to be the case with all of them, is the body gave up two eggs.
Wow, wow,
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds really impressive.
That's not your baby daddy.
Mm-mm.
That's not your baby daddy.
It's one kid singing it to the other.
You had a question for Barbara about her two uteri?
Yes. Does that mean you have two menstrual cycles?
No, I did not. I still don't. It's just one per, you know, just like everybody else. That's why nobody knew that I had two uteruses.
Okay. Crazy.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Here's Kathleen. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a comment about the two uteruses. My daughter has the same thing, and completely two cervixes as well. And it isn't as rare as it seems. And you talk to people who do ultrasounds, they say they see things like this all the time. And the woman's actually uterus starts out as two, as a baby, and develop, and they grow and fuse together as one.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes they don't fuse.
Huh.
That's what happened, but she did have two periods.
Really?
At the same time. Yes.
That sucks.
And we ended up in the hospital one night because she was having cramps so bad. We thought she was having appendicitis, and that's how we found out about her two uteruses.
Wow.
Is it a ridiculous question to ask if those two periods happened at the same time?
No, they actually did not, and she was having two-week-long periods.
Oh,
you wouldn't know if they were at the same time because it would just seem like all
it was just ongoing. Ongoing.
Yeah.
So they actually had to put her on birth control to regulate.
Was how old at that point?
She was 17.
Okay.
Can they remove one of them?
Well, they said that many, many years ago they used to do that. Or actually, they wouldn't remove one. They would open them up and fuse them together. But it just caused more problems in the long run. So now they don't. They just leave it. But she does have a chance of having a pregnancy in both sides. So it is something they'll have to watch. And she will definitely have a C-section because the uterus is so small on both sides. If she gets pregnant on one side, then the baby won't be able to turn.
Wow. I'm looking at the amazing. At the phone like a dog that hears a high pitch. Like, huh?
Wow. Yeah. That is fascinating.
You never hear hear calls like that from guys. Like, two penises like, or
I've never
testicles.
Taken a call from a guy saying that they have two uteruses.
Right.
It's never happened on the show.
Same. But they could have four.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name?
Why'd your face light up?
Isn't that the homeless guy that Natalie knows?
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.